WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something a little different, but trust me, it's going to be seriously game-changing. We're talking about rest and relaxation. Yeah, I know, you're probably thinking, Laura, this sounds like a snoozer fest. But hear me out. In our crazy go-go-go world, we constantly feel pressured to hustle, grind, and achieve. We push ourselves to the limit, thinking that more is always better. But guess what? That kind of relentless intensity isn't sustainable. It actually makes us less productive in the long run. Ever felt like you're running on fumes, your brain is fried, and even simple tasks feel monumental? That's burnout whispering in your ear. So, how do we combat this? Well, friends, it all starts with giving ourselves permission to rest and recharge. Think of it like this. Your body and mind are high-performance machines. They need regular maintenance to run smoothly. Just like a car needs oil changes and tune-ups, you need time to unplug, unwind, and simply be. Now, before you picture me advocating for endless naps on the couch, though that sounds pretty good sometimes, let's get into some actionable tips that will actually help you implement this essential self-care practice. 1. Schedule it in. You wouldn't schedule a meeting with a client and then casually brush it off, right? So why treat your own well-being and eat differently? Block out time in your calendar for relaxation, even if it's just 30 minutes a day. Treat it like an important appointment you absolutely can't miss. 2. Find your recharge button. Everyone relaxes differently. Some people love reading. Others find solace in nature, walks, some thrive on a good workout, while others need pure quiet time. Experiment and discover what truly helps you de-stress and feel rejuvenated. 3. Disconnect to reconnect. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, emails, and social media updates. This constant stimulation can leave us feeling drained and overwhelmed. Take regular breaks from your devices, even just for a few hours each day. Trust me, the world won't end if you miss an Instagram update or two. 4. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to involve sitting on a mountaintop chanting, though that can be pretty cool too. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, or simply observe your surroundings. It's a powerful way to quiet your mind and find inner peace. 5. Get enough sleep. This one seems obvious, right? But so many of us are sleep deprived. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Your brain and body will thank you for it. You'll be more focused, productive, and have a better handle on your stress levels. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think about that time when you were feeling super stressed, like you were about to crack under the pressure. Maybe you snapped at someone, missed a deadline, or just felt completely overwhelmed. Now imagine if you had taken some time for rest and relaxation beforehand. Would things have turned out differently? I bet they would. Let me tell you a quick story. I used to be a total workaholic. I'd spend every waking moment buried in my projects, fueled by coffee and adrenaline. I was convinced that the only way to succeed was to constantly push myself to the limit. But then one day I hit a wall. I was exhausted, burnt out, and honestly, not very productive anymore. My creativity had dried up, and I felt like a hamster on a wheel running nowhere. That's when I realized I needed a change. I started making small adjustments, scheduling in regular breaks, prioritizing sleep, and finding activities that helped me relax and de-stress. The results were amazing. I became more focused, energized, and creative. My stress levels plummeted, and I actually felt like I was accomplishing more because I wasn't constantly running on fumes. So what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these tips into your daily life today. You deserve to feel your best, both physically and mentally. Remember, rest and relaxation aren't luxuries, they are essential ingredients for a happy, healthy, and productive life. And that's it for today's episode of Procrastination Punisher. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss a single fire up hack. Share this episode with anyone who needs a reminder to take a break and recharge. And as always, keep crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.